Bible this morning. Matthew chapter 18. We're just going to speak just a few minutes here from Matthew chapter 18. And let's pray one more time. Father, thank you for the word of God and for another opportunity to look into it. Guide us and direct us into the truth through the working of your Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I was thinking this morning, or all throughout the week really, knowing that Jonathan was coming and knowing that we would be talking about children, I was thinking this week how much of a blessing children are and what a joy they are to have around, and how we can learn so much from children. They are God's gift of encouragement. They are God's assurance of his investment in the future. And they are God's instrument of examples to adults. Now, in the text we're going to read this morning, Jesus is teaching about salvation. And we know that because he speaks about being converted. And he seems to be unsuccessful in communicating this lesson to those he's teaching. So, in verse 2, we read this. And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, from that passage of scripture, the question arises, how should we come to Jesus? How should we come to Jesus? And from Jesus using the example of children, it seems that he is suggesting two answers to that question. First of all, we are to come with total trust. You know, little children totally trust. Think about it. Have you ever held a newborn? That child totally trusts and depends on the adults in his life or her life for everything. And total trust is based upon the assumption that, hey, you guys brought me into this world. I assume that you will be providing what I need for growth and development. Children have a high degree of trust and loyalty. And we adults usually respond to that trust by providing what that child needs. And a bond develops that compares to no other bond in the world. Well, Jesus said, that's how you should come to me. With that same dependence, with that same trust. And I will honor that trust by responding to your faith and giving you eternal life. So first, we're to come to Jesus with total faith. Why? Because to be quite honest about it, there is no other way. There is no other way. If you're trusting in anything but Jesus, you will not make it into heaven. Your church membership can't get you in. If you're trusting your baptism, that can't get you in. Taking the Lord's Supper can't get you in. Doing good deeds can't get you in. Giving to the church or to charity, that can't get you in. Now, those are all good things, but they are not God's plan of salvation. Think for a moment about the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16. The jailer comes to Paul and another preacher named Silas who's traveling with him. And he says, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They did not say, join our church. They did not say, be baptized. They did not say, take the Lord's Supper. They did not say, go out and do all kinds of good works. They did not say, give to our ministry. They did not say, obey the Ten Commandments. They did not say, follow the Golden Rule. They did not say, live by the Beatitudes. Again, all good things, but they're not God's way of salvation. So when they were asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Their response in Acts 16:31 was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Total trust in Jesus. No other way into heaven. Trusting in the fact that he shed his blood and died on the old rugged cross to pay the price for your sin, and then rose again the third day, so you could have eternal life. You must call out to him and let him know that you are trusting him and him alone as your Savior and Lord. So first, we are to come to Jesus with total trust. And then secondly, once we have taken that step of faith, then we are also to respond to him with a teachable heart. A teachable heart. You'll notice in verse 4, it says, whosoever therefore shall humble himself. Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child. Have you ever taken the time to observe a toddler? I mean, even just a 5-minute conversation will consist of a million questions. Why? What for? How come? Where? When? They look around them and their eyes are full of wonder and amazement at God's creation. And they have such a capacity to learn. And we need to capitalize on those teachable moments, because they don't last forever. If that child is to grow to develop properly, they must be taught. They must be taught basic life skills and be introduced to their world. And without interaction with adults who take the time to teach them, they would most likely become mentally or socially disabled. Well, when we come to Jesus in total trust, we then become as a babe spiritually, the Bible tells us. And we're to be ready always to learn. And I only wish that we were as eager to learn about God and his word as a toddler is eager to learn about his environment. And the key to learning about God in his word is to understand that we are not to come with preconceived notions, and we're not to come to Jesus with closed mind. No, we're to come with teachable hearts, eager to learn about him and eager to grow in him, which is God's plan for us. In 2 Peter 3:18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus himself explains that plan, that two-step plan, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29. In verse 28, he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's that initial step of trust, putting your trust and your faith in him. That's the first step. But then the second step is in the next verse, where he says in verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. It's that two-step process. And I'll tell you this, I can guarantee you this, with the Holy Spirit in us, which, of course, takes place the very moment we trust Christ as our Savior, with him in us as our teacher, we can grow and develop spiritually into a mature, Christ-like individual, which is his goal for us and hopefully our goal for us as well. And since it's almost 11, I'm just taking a moment to close and just talk to you a moment about some of the wonderful benefits and promises that we receive when we come to Jesus with total trust and with a teachable spirit. Just a few. There are many more we could talk about, but I just listed a few of the benefits. For instance, of course, salvation. That comes when we trust Him. The assurance that our sins are forgiven. The assurance that we have eternal life. What a wonderful gift from God that is. But then beyond that, once we've trusted Christ as our Savior, then we also experience the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. He's our guide. He's our comforter. He's our teacher. He's our strength. That's a great benefit that comes when we trust Christ and we have this teachable spirit. We're open to His leadership and His guidance. And then, of course, when we take this step of faith and we trust Christ and we desire to learn more of Him, it gives us a purpose for living. Jesus did tell us that we're to be the salt of the earth and we're to be the light of the world. Paul says we're ambassadors for Christ. That's our purpose for living, to represent Christ in this world in any way that we can. So we have this purpose for living that comes from this. And then, of course, there's the assurance of His return. I tell people all the time, I am not looking for the undertaker. I am looking for the upper taker. I'm ready to go. And there's that assurance. But even beyond that, the most wonderful thing of all is the guarantee of better things to come after we're finished on this earth. The great assurance of heaven. And so my invitation this morning is very, very simple. If you have never done so before, will you come to Christ this morning in total trust, calling out to Him in prayer and letting Him know that you are relying on Him and Him alone for the forgiveness of your sin and for the gift of eternal life? Will you receive Him as your Savior and Lord? And then if you've already taken that step of faith and you know Christ as your Savior, how about this morning making kind of a new and fresh commitment of yourself to being open to being taught, open to learning more about Him, open to learning more of His Word? I guarantee you, on the authority of the Word of God, that if you'll do both of those things, He will save you, and He will teach you, and He'll keep you forever. And what more could anyone ask for? So why not come to Him as a child today, trusting and teachable? Let's pray. Father, thank You for the Word of God and for these very, very simple truths that we have shared in just a few minutes. But I pray, Father, that after all that we've heard in this service this morning, that You would work on our hearts. Lord, we heard about the need for trusting Jesus in both Jonathan's testimony and in this short little message. And I pray, Father, that if there's anybody here today who does not know Jesus Christ in a personal way as their Savior and Lord, that today they would see this to be their greatest need, and they would open up their heart and invite Him in to wash their sins away and to give them everlasting life and a home in heaven. Lord, don't let anybody leave here today without the absolute assurance that Jesus is their Savior, that their sins are forgiven, and they are on their way to heaven. And then, Lord, for those of us in this room who have already taken that step of faith and we have trusted Christ, Lord, help us to be teachable. Help us to be open to the leadership of Your Spirit. Help us to be open to the truth of Your Word. And then help us, Lord, to not just be open to them, but apply them to our lives on a daily basis so that our life can be all that You want it to be, so that it can please You and honor You and glorify You. And so, Father, help us this morning to make that commitment afresh and anew, to be good students of the Word of God. We ask you to help us with this. In Jesus' name, amen.